Zachas Kelem Perketes Mishnah Dalam Misa Azava Lamita Vala Mizra. Azava that sits down or lays down on a bed that has a mizra on a piece of cloth that is wrapped around the bed frame. The din is that if the bed becomes tummy medrash, it becomes an apatuma. And that is the din when Azava or Anita sits or lies down on a bed, it becomes an apatuma, it becomes tummy medrash. Mitami Shnayim replaced Oracha Dibre Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, since the bed is an avatuma, so too the mizron is an avatuma, so therefore the mitra or the mizron would be mitami two more things, meaning to say that something that comes into contact with the mitra becomes a rishon latuma. And that rishon latuma, if it comes into contact with food or liquid, would make it into a sheni latuma, as a rishon makes a sheni, so it's mitami shnayim, it makes a rishon, and the rishon subsequently makes a sheni. And it would also apostle truma, so apostle is one thing. As a sheni that comes into contact with truma, make the truma puzzle. The truma cannot be eaten by the corner. The truma would not be tamei, as it cannot be matame something else, since it's a shlishi, but it becomes puzzle. As opposed to chulin cannot become a shlishi, but truma that comes into contact with the sheni would become a shlishi and would become puzzle to be eaten by the corner. Now that's only while the mizron is still attached to the bed, does a mizron mitami shnayim uplaysu echad, as a mizron has the same din as a bed, and it's an avatuma. But once we disattach the mizron from the bed, the mizron is no longer considered an avatuma. Instead, it's considered a rishon latuma, so it would not be mitami shnayim uplaysu echad. Instead, it would be mitami echad uplaysu echad, as that is the din of a rishon latuma. It would be mitami one more thing to make it into a sheni, and that sheni would make something into a shlishi, it would make truma puzzle, so therefore, it would be metame echad upaisol echad, since it's no longer attached to the bed. But while it's attached to the bed, it has the same din as the bed, and even the remnant of the mizron that is not needed to be wrapped around the bed frame, according to Rabbi Meir, like we saw in the previous mission, the entire remnant has the same din as the bed, and it's an avatum. Rabbi Yossi Aiman Nisa Hazav al Mita Val Mizron Asar Tvachim Metame Shnayim upaisol echad. Rabbi Yossi holds that if a zav sits or lies down on a bed that has a mizron wrapped around the bed frame, only asar tfachim, 10 tfachim of the remnant of the mizron that is not needed for the bed is considered an avatuma to be metame shnayim upaisol echad. And this is what Rabbi Yossi said in the previous Mishnah, that only 10 tfachim of the remnant of the mizron that was not needed is considered an avatuma. Me asara ulachot metame echad upaisol echad. But anything more than asara of the remnant of the mizron is not considered an avatuma. Instead, it's only a rishon latuma, so it would only be mitame one more thing to make it into a sheni, and that sheni would possible one more thing. If it came into contact with the truma, it would make the truma into a shlishi. Nisa la mizron. If the zav, instead of sitting on the actual bed, sits on the remnant of the mizron that's sticking out from the bed. Me'asara ulefnim tamei, me'asara ulechutz tok. If the zav sits down on the remnant of the mizron, that's less than 10 tfachim from the bed. And that is a part of the mizron that's considered part of the bed according to Rabbi Yossi. And had the zav sat on the bed, that part of the mizron also would become an avatuma. So in this case also, when the zav sits on that part of the mizron, even though that part of the mizron is not wrapped around the bed, since it has the same din as the bed, that part of the mizron would become an avatuma. And the mita and the mizron wrapped around the bed frame would also become an avatuma. But if he sits on the part of the mizron that's more than 10 tefachim from the mita, since that part of the mizron is not considered part of the bed, so it would not become an avatuma, it would not become tamei medras. And the din is that only something that is made to be sat down on or lie down on becomes tamei medras. So a mita which is made to lie down on, it would become tamei medras. But the remnant of the mizron that's sticking out from the bed is certainly not something that is made to lie down on or sit down on. And only because up to 10 tefachim at the same din of the bed, do we say if the zav sits on it, that it becomes an avatuma, it becomes tamei medrash. Since it has the same din of the bed, just like a bed can become tamei medrash, so too, the mizron can become tamei medrash. But the part of the mizron that's more than 10 tefachim away from the ground, since it's not considered part of the bed, and it's not made to be sat down on or lie down on, so it does not become tamei medrash at all, it cannot become an avatuma by virtue of a zav sitting on it. A bed that was tmei medras, a zav or a zav or anita sat down or lied down on the bed, making the bed into an avatuma. The karach la mizron, kula tmei medras. After the mita had become tmei medras, a mizron was wrapped around the frame of the bed. The entire mizron becomes tmei medras, the mizron also becomes an avatuma. Even though the mizron was not wrapped around the bed at the time the bed became tmei, since the mezron is now part of the bed, it gets the same din of the bed, and it also becomes an abatum. Persha. If after you wrap the mizron around the frame of the bed, you took the mizron off the bed, he tmeh medres, by mizron, maga medres. The bed remains tmeh medres, the bed remains an abatumo. While the mizron is no longer an abatumo, it's no longer tmeh medres, instead it's maga medres. It came into contact with the medres, so it's a rishon latuma, not an abatumo. That is this. A kli that comes into contact with an abatumo is a rishon latuma. Even though when the mizron was wrapped around the frame of the bed, it had the same din of the bed and was an abatuma. Now that it's taken off the bed and no longer has the same din of the bed, and the mizron itself had not become tummy, it was only tummy by virtue as being part of the bed. So only while it was part of the bed was it an abatuma. Now that it was taken off the bed, it's no longer an abatuma. Instead, it's a rishon latuma. Since it came into contact with the bed, which is tmeh medres and abatuma, it becomes a rishon latuma. Haisu tmeh tuma shiva. The karach la mizron kula tmeh tuma shiva. If the bed was tummy for 7 days, it came into contact with the maid, that is a din. A kli or a person that comes into contact with a maid, it's tummy for 7 days, needs to sprinkle on the kli of the person on the third and seventh day from the mind of a paradu. And after the bed had become tummy shiva, and mizron was wrapped around the frame of the bed, the entire mizron also becomes tmeh shiva, as a mizron has the same din as a bed. Pirsha. If after you wrapped the mizron around the bed, you then took the mizron off the bed, he tmeh tuma shiva, by mizron tame tuma zer. The bed remains tame shiva, but the mizron is no longer tame shiva. Instead, it's tame just tuma erev until the evening, as the mizron had not become tame from the mace. It was only tame by virtue of being part of the bed. But now that it's no longer part of the bed, it was taken off the bed, so it doesn't have the same din of the bed anymore. Instead, it only has the din of a kli that came into contact with something that had become tame la mace. And the din is that something that came into contact with the kli that was tummy lemeis is only tummy erev, only tummy until the evening. Haisa tmeh tumas erev. If the bed had become tummy until the erev, the bed had come into contact with the sher, and therefore the bed became a rishon latuma. So the din is it's only tummy until the erev. It's dipped into the mikvah that day, and when it has hara shemesh at nightfall, it becomes tar. The karach la mizron, while the bed was tummy erev, and mizron was wrapped around the frame of the bed, kula tmeh tumas erev. The entire mizron also has the same din of the bed, and it's tumah erev. Pirsha. If the mizron was then taken off the bed, he tmeh tumas erev. The bed remains tumah until the evening. By mizron tar, the mizron is completely tar, it's not tumah at all. And the mizron itself had not become tumah. It was only tumah because it was part of the bed, which was tumah tumas erev. But now that it was taken off the bed, it doesn't have the same din as the bed. So therefore, it's tar, it's not tame at all, even though it came into contact with the bed, which was tame, but since the bed was only a rishon latuma, it cannot be mitame the mizron, as the mizron is a kli, and a kli can only become tame from an abatuma, it cannot become tame from something that's only a rishon latuma. So therefore, the bed, which is a rishon latuma, cannot be mitame the mizron at all, only while the mizron is part of the bed, would it be tame.